This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman.
The United States continues to believe that the best viable path, indeed the only path, is through a two-state solution.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Friday urged Israel to temporarily stop its military offensive on Gaza, allowing for aid to enter the Palestinian enclave. But Reuters correspondent Matthew Laratonda says the request faced pushback from Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
It comes as Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu made it clear earlier that day. There would be no pause in the war with Hamas unless Israeli hostages are released. He had met with U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, who was on his second trip to the country since the October 7th Hamas attacks. Part of Blinken's visit was focused on convincing the Israeli government to agree to temporary pauses that would protect Palestinian civilians.
Netanyahu rejected any such halt unless hostages held by Hamas are freed. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. That was Reuters correspondent Matthew Laratonda, who says the response by Netanyahu suggests any agreement could still be far away. At least 56 people were killed when a shallow 5.6 magnitude earthquake hit a remote pocket of Nepal, according to officials on Saturday, both in the government and scientists who monitor such things. The tremor hit the far west of the Himalayan country late Friday, measured by the U.S. Geological Survey at just 18 kilometers deep. Moderate tremors were felt as far away